We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yotes Amud Aleph. We're starting three lines from the top of Daf Kuf Yotes Amud Aleph. Zok to Gemara, Amar Mar. We learned before in a Braisa, V'habonim Notlu, these are the children of the Meraglim, the Misloininim. They took a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, B'schus Avi Aviyem, B'schus their grandfather, B'schus Avi Aviyem, and B'schus their father of their mother, the other grandfather from the maternal side, because their fathers did not get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So the children were zeichet a chelik in Eretz Yisrael b'schus the grandfather. Frek the Gemara of Atanya, there's a braisa that says that there was zeichet a chelik in Eretz Yisrael b'schus atzman, no one z'chus. Someone says, no, like Kasha, it's not shver. How command the Yomli to Mitzrayim? The Mandiyama of the braisa before is going to Mandiyama that it was neschalik liyotze Mitzrayim. That means that it went back to Yotze Mitzrayim and then it went and split up between their descendants. So therefore, they got the children who went into Eretz Yisrael couldn't get b'schus their father, who was the Yotze Mitzrayim. Their parents were Misloinim or Meraglim. So it went b'schus their grandparents and the other brice that says there was Eichah for himself. How come the Yom LeBoya Aretz? That's according to Man Yom, who says that the Boya Aretz themselves got a chelik. And here, these children were Boya Aretz themselves. So who cares if their father didn't get a chelik? They themselves went into Eretz Yisrael and therefore they got a chelik. Both brises are referring to the man. The Gaon Kohen Tamanimah holds you also get Lebaya Aretz, and like the Rashbam explains, Gaon Kohen to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the man Yama holds both. He holds both that you Lebaya Aretz and Yeretz Mitzrayim. So v'habayisim havah Lebaya Aretz. Like Hasha, who the have how the have ben Eshim? How do I have been asked? We have two brises. One brise says they got b'schus atzmon. The other one says dafka b'schus their grandfathers. So one brise talking about a case where they only were there were 20 already when they went into Eretz Yisrael before they got a chelik because of themselves. The brise doesn't mention b'schus atzmon and only mentions b'schus the grandparents is going according to the man the Omar. Is going in a case where there were not 20 when they went into Eretz Yisrael. They weren't 20 yet. They couldn't get b'schus atzmon. The Rashbam speaks out. And he basically asks that what's the case over here? These are children of, let's say, the Meraglim or the Misloinim. How could it be they weren't 20 when they went into Eretz Yisrael? We know the Meraglim and Misloinim and Shevadas Kairach happened the second year after they went out of Mitzrayim. And because of that, they stayed in the Midbar, they all died in the Midbar. And here it's talking 40 years later, talking about right before they went into Eretz Yisrael. So the children have to be, if they were born before their father died, they got to be at least 38, 39 now. So of course they were 20. So what exactly are you talking about? Emphasized the Rashbam that it could be the case was that those Meraglim's children, Umashloinim's children already died, and these are the grandchildren. So they could not get a schus for themselves with less than 20. The only way they could get a schus is b'schus their great grandparents, the parents of the Meraglim or the parents of the Umashloinim. Not the Avi Mosayim, the Avi Avi Mosayim means the great grandparents. That's how they had to be, they had to get through the great grandparents. That's how they were zechet to a chelik. And again, we said the Rashbam's going to say, we're going to Shimon Laza holds that it was split up to the Baya Aretz and the Yotz Mitzrayim. The Rashbam has it said that it could be even Man Yama who only Yotz Baya Aretz, because he says that even Man Yama Baya Aretz says that it went back after they split up the Chelek, connected the Baya Aretz, went back to the great grandparents. So it could be, here was a case where those Meraglim were slain by other brothers, and therefore there was a conduit to go through to get to them through the great-grandfather, and it's possible that even if they held Boya Aretz, this brice go according to everyone, that there was Zaychat HaChelik B'schus, their great-grandparents. And the bottom line is, we had here the Meraglim's children or grandchildren that went into Eretz Yisrael, they got the Chelik because of their grandparents or great-grandparents, the parents of the Meraglim, and if they were over 20, and you held that you get the Boya Aretz, they get B'schus Atzmon because they were the Boya Aretz, and then even if you hold Boya Aretz, they get it themselves, and then they pass it back up and comes back down. So the Gemara, a new Gemara, it said in the Mishnah that the Bnei Slavchad got two chalakim from their father's chelik in a Yerusha of Chefer, his father. Why did they get two chalakim in Chefer? Because he was a Bechar, Tzlofko was a Bechar. And we mentioned this following Kasha a few times. Pray to Gemara. V'amai royuhu. We know that a Bechar only takes Pishnayim in something that the father had already in his possession. But, for example, he didn't have it yet. For example, if his father made an investment, and the investment did not mature yet. And after the father died, the investment matured. They got a dividend of $400,000. The Bechar does not take Pishnayim in that, because that's called Royu, not Muchzik. So here, how did he get a Chelik, a double Chelik, in Hefer's Chelik in Eretz Yisrael? Hefer died much, much before Eretz Yisrael. He never had it in his hands. So how do you get a double Chelik in something that's a Royu? V'amai Royu, v'ein ha-Bechar noita b'Royu kum Muchzik. Om Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. So what's the Mishnah saying? You get Pishnayim. The guy, he got a double chelik. That the slavka got a double chelik because benoist. The doors of slavka got a double chelik because of slavka's potential chelik and chayfer. That's royal. So Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel be a seidois ahalim. Talking about that they got a chelik in the metaltalim of chayfer. The metaltalim of chayfer they got double. Echanami in the karka which was royal, they only got one chelik. That's what the Gemara thinks right now. Look at the Rashbam. He says, "Erlim kolayim abram atatlam shahoyil hem bemidbar." Like going, you say this taken b'shalim aleim. Like the pegs they used to hold down the tents. And he says, "Why pick those metaltim? It could be any metaltim." He says, "Because everyone had a tent to sleep in overnight. So it's possible they had those yisaydas." We said, "But nachlas yisrael maybe at this point he didn't get an extra chelik." And the Mishnah is saying that beim mekarkim metaltim they got chelakim and someone went pishnayim like in the metaltim. Right, the Gemara, but it's not true because most of Rabbi Huda, Emir Huda says, but no slavka not to dal chalakim. No slavka took four chalakim in Eretz Yisrael. Shneimer, it says in the pasuk in Yehoshua, but yiplu chevli menasha asara. And we said it was six for the avos and four for the bnei slavka. One for the chelik of slavka, the other two for the chelik of slavka in chefer, which was pishnayim, and the fourth one was a brother that died. But you see clearly, Chevle is lashon of measuring with a rope, which is talking about karka. Clearly, he got karka pishnayim. The daughters got a karka pishnayim. Elam Rabba, the terrorist that we've said before, Eretz Yisrael mechazekasi. Eretz Yisrael is considered muchzik, and it's not considered royu. It was considered ki'ilu, the chefer got Eretz Yisrael mamish. And therefore, he got it even before he died. He got it. He had it in his hand, and therefore, it's not considered royu, and they got pishnayim. Vaitik marakasha, meisvei. And that's your kasha. Omer Rav Chitka, Shimnash Shekmoini Hoyli Chever Matamid Rav Akiva. Rav Chitka said over that I had his friend from the days of Rav Akiva, named Shimnash Shekmoini, the Kacher of Shimnash Shekmoini Eimer. This is what Shimnash Shekmoini said. Yodeha Yemosh Rabbeinu, we know that the Bnei Slavchad came over to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Lomi Yigara, why shouldn't we get a chelik? What's wrong? Why shouldn't we get a chelik? And Moshe said, I don't know, I'm going to ask Hashem. Zokt Shimnash Shekmoini, Moshe knew very much. Yodeha Yemosh Rabbeinu Shimonai Slavchad Yerushus him. He knew that daughters get Yerusha if there's no son. He knew that. How did he know that? His father has two mahalchim. He knew that. Either because he learned that in Mara, it says they got the dinim in Mara. Some like Chaykum Mishpah, they got the dinim. This is one of the dinim they got in Mara. Or it was a Kavachimer. He learned a limud from Yavam, just like by Yibum. There's no Yibum if a couple has a daughter. So a daughter is like a son. So he knew there was a Yerusha to daughters. It wasn't a Shaila. So what was a Shaila he had to bring to Hashem? So Veruah Yitzah, it says, let's read inside. Yedeah Moish Reinosh Bnei Slavchad Yarshusein. Avaloy Yedeah Im Leit Lois Chelik B'Chayra Imlah. He didn't know if they get a Chelik in the B'Chayra, they get the Pishnayim. Veruah Yitzah Parash Nachlos L'Lichos Ha'Yedeh Moish Reinosh. And really you're supposed to write the whole Parash Nachlos with everything in it. Ha'Yedeh Moish Rabbeinu. Ela Shezachu Bnei Slavchad Michtva Yadam. Bnei Slavchad was Zeichah that the Parash was Nichtav, was written because of their question. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu knew this already, but it was special schus that they got, that they wrote the parasha for them. And the same thing goes for the Mekoshish Eitzim, which incidentally some say was Slavchad. But the Yadeya Hoya Moshe Rabbeinu Shem Mekoshish Misa. When the Mekoshish did the Aveira on Shabbos, they put him away. They didn't know what Misa to give him. They knew he was the Misa. Shenem Mechalea Moshe Umas. Avaloy Yadeya Be'ezu Misa Hiyamas. They didn't know which Misa he should die. Skila or Chenek. They didn't know. We say the parish of Chayva that Yechayev Skila Aidei Chayev someone was Chayev Ad Kan the Brisa. Now the Brisa is trying to say is that don't think that because a few stories didn't happen we're missing some mitzvahs. It's not pshat. These stories didn't cause the mitzvahs to happen. The mitzvahs were there. Moshe Rabbeinu knew it. There were some details that had to be ironed out, and that only happened when there was a story, and because Hashem wanted Megalgal the Schos Aidei Zakai. But what do you see from this Brisa? That there was a suffix about the Bechayra. There's suffix about if the Bnei Slacha get Pishnaim. Visak Daitoch Eretzol Mechuzekas. If Eretzol is Mechuzekas, what was the suffix? Pashto Pishnaim. Maika Mestafli, what was the suffix? So Gemara says, you know what the suffix of Moshe Rabbeinu was? Because the Kasha Brisa says that they had a suffix. If it was a Bukhar, what was the suffix? We just said Mechuzekas. So Gemara says, yeah, that was good for the suffix. He gufa komestavka leidach. It says in the pasuk, "Venasati oisol lachem myrosh ani Hashem." Hashem tells the Yoytzi Mitzrayim, "Venasati oisol lachem myrosh ani Hashem." And myrosh can mean that it's a Yerusha for you, or it means it's a Yerusha that you give over. And so we're unsure. Myrosh ani Hashem, because Rashi brings down right from a pasuk that myrosh can mean that you bezeich in something. Nasati yisrael lechem arosh ani Hashem Yerusha lechem aviseichem is a Yerusha for yourself. Or dilma shemarishem ein yerushim, or you give it over. You're not Yerush yourself. That was the suffix had attached to pasuk. They weren't sure. Moshe Rabbeinu was not sure how to attach the pasuk. When Hashem said, "I'm giving you a Yerusha," it means it's yours or it's just to pass on. Upostule tavayu, and the upostule that we know it has to be that you're giving it over because Moshe Rabbeinu is standing now 40 years later and they're not alive. Obviously, it was Yerusha to give over, so he knew that. But he also was Hashem was also paisha for them that it's Yerusha lechem aviseichem, it's Yerusha for them, merishim and merishim, and also they're passing it over, not taking it, and that's what Mishmaya they were paisha to them. There's Yishami, it says maybe from the pasuk that Hashem told Avram Zarachon Asati, I gave it to them. But in any case, they were paisha that is considered theirs, as also considered Yerusha to pass it on. We also find, so the only question is, so you say, which we're saying means it belongs to the Yotze Mitzrayim, and still, it doesn't, we know that it doesn't really mean that, it means passing it on. So we're going to bring a raya from Oz Yashir that even though they thought they're going into Israel, but they knew subconsciously they're not going into Israel. Because it says, Hainu Ksiv says the passing Oz Yashir, it doesn't say, Hashem will bring us into Eretz Yisrael. He'll bring you into Eretz Yisrael. They knew, the Kalei Sofer was saying the Shira, they knew subconsciously they're not going into Eretz Yisrael. They didn't know what they were saying, but they're not going to go to themselves. They're not going to be Zayach themselves. You know, they were supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael. It said, Tevi'eimoy, we'll bring you into Eretz Yisrael, but not us, Tevi'eimoy, we are not going to Eretz Yisrael. But like upon them, we see such an idea that they were mistaken before even they knew it. Same pasuk my rosh also. It means I'm giving it to you, but subconsciously knew it's just to be passed on, and they're not going to Eretz Yisrael themselves. Bottom line is that he was pashut that they get pishnayim because Eretz Yisrael was considered mechuzekes already to Chefer, for example. Therefore, Tzlofka got pishnayim in nichse Chefer.